Learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this magnificent Monday, May the 11th, 2026 edition. Just to continue on with this AI story. And one of the things that is happening both at the state level and the national stage. Hunt said, policymakers, both the national and state stages must be absolutely addressing this issue and regulating AI to make sure that it is not harmful to both consumers as well as the general public. Hunt said divesting from job training programs would be a mistake. Workers could fall behind with these technologies. Both national and state governments are diverting money to other projects already. Michigan State University researcher Dante Chinney said automation has already transformed manufacturing long before the AI boom. He recalled touring Ford's River Rouge plant as a child and later returning decades afterward to find far fewer workers and far more robots. This is all this talk about what AI is going to do to white-collar professionals. Well, Chinney said that could be true. However, it is going to do a lot toward making them more productive. But that doesn't mean manufacturing and blue-collar professions aren't going to be impacted. Jimmy said rural communities and middle-class suburbs could be hit the hardest by long-term AI disruptions, particularly in a manufacturing-heavy state like Michigan. For example, a brand new manufacturing plant in Scandinavia employs fewer people than plants in Michigan. It's factory work and also has call centers. It's healthcare administration, legal services, and financial operations. All are still in place. However, what can't AI do? Well, for one, physical trade jobs. Plumbers, painters, electricians, carpenters, heating and air conditioning, welders, and many other trades AI can't do. We might really need to have people do things that the machines can't do. Digital 520 founder Noah Kinney said AI is already reshaping fields like marketing, customer service, and even entry-level software coding. When you look at, for example, the healthcare administration, clerical, secretarial, and others are already being impacted. Legal services and finance likely will be next. Kinney argued AI will reward workers who develop expertise and critical thinking skills. AI can draft the document, but it doesn't own the consequences. Kenny compared AI to tools like financial calculators or even an Excel spreadsheet, saying younger workers may adapt faster while older workers bring valuable industry experience. The bottom line reality is people shouldn't be afraid of these tools. So, kind of an interesting story regarding AI. Now, an interesting development happening down in the 10th Congressional District. Three Democrats are seeking to replace U.S. Congressman John James in Michigan's 10th Congressional District. Political pundits have stated that this is one of the country's most competitive battlegrounds. And they were set to debate next Tuesday, tomorrow, until the organizers canceled it. Local party chairs cited planning groups, not the candidates. They became divided over what a fair event would look like. Also, worries of a disruptive behavior also surfaced. More than 150 people registered for the May 12th event at the Warren Community Center before the heads of the Macomb County Democratic Party and the Democrats' 10th Congressional District Caucus canceled the event. Why would they do that? Well, the decision follows both the high intensity that the Michigan Democratic Party's endorsement convention had in Detroit just back on April the 19th. Also, recent calls to have all convention race results audited by an independent firm has not happened yet. Additionally, in the neighboring 11th Congressional District, a Tuesday candidate forum hosted by Indivisible, a Ferndale-based advocacy group, became exclusive to voting members only due to security reasons and limited capacity of the venue. Also, the press media were not permitted access. And the group advised folks on social media that we will be checking the list at the door. Well, despite working on this May 12th debate going all the way back to last September, Elisa DeBolt, chair of the Macomb County Democrats, explained that as the event got closer and more people were brought into the planning efforts, the ultimate vision of the event and its core purpose was no longer agreed upon by the different organizers. See, this is a problem you have. Whenever you do an event like this, people, you need one group, one organization with its leader being in charge. As soon as you try to expand it to multiple organizations, you're going to have problems. Egos come into play. People having different agendas just screws everything up. So, with most of the planning groups being volunteers from the Congressional District 10 Forum, it just became something that we were no longer confident that we could appropriately handle to keep everybody happy, safe, and focused on the content of the event. DeBolt explained that there was a very strong possibility that hecklers would appear. She's added that there's been events in Southeast Michigan where guests were able to carry paddles or pieces of red and green paper, visualizing to the candidates when they said something they liked and something they didn't. Well, this has turned totally into a gimmick and a distraction. I think it's like intentionally facing the candidate so they can get intimidated by the audience, or perhaps be booed when they flub up an answer or say something the crowd doesn't like. We need to hear the content, the policies from these people. We need to sit there and listen to them, not participate in the forum. For example, DeBolt said she heard someone say the other day that their emotions were getting very close to the surface of their skin. And actually, we're all kind of feeling that way. DeBolt and George Chapp, chairman of the district's 10th Congressional District Caucus, did not get compensated for their rules or for their efforts. Chapp is part of the Wayne State University's teaching faculty. He oversees provider outreach for a Troy-based psychology group. DeBolt is a full-time fused glass artist and owns her own gallery. Says that she sells her artwork across the entire state. Well, Chapp said one of the red flags he saw during the planning process was some consternation around a desire to ask humanizing questions. Like, for example, what was a candidate's least favorite road in the district to drive on? Or perhaps, what was their favorite ice cream shop? The local party clubs wanted to see if the candidates knew and understood truly the district, especially following accusations of incumbent John James, now residing in Grand Rapids, the complete other side of the state. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. The Democrats canceling a debate that was scheduled for tomorrow for the three candidates running to replace Congressman John James. The candidates, Christina Hines of Warren, who ran for Macomb County prosecutor in 2024, losing to Peter Lucido. Former U.S. Department of Commerce Counsel Eric Chung and Tim Grimal, the former Lansing State Representative House Minority Leader and Mayor of Pontiac. All three were committed to the event. Well, one of the problems came down to Progressive Washtenaw County organizer Christian Alvarado, who previously served as vice chair of the Young Democrats of Michigan. He said that he thinks the Democratic Party is going through a metamorphosis, which is not historically without precedent. He thinks all stakeholders are generally good actors trying to navigate a really difficult environment. And our divides are not just ideological. He went on to say he does not have a relationship with the traditional Washtenaw County Democratic Party, even though I've lived here my whole life. Adding that the party has gotten more progressive, more left. And I believe it's a little antithetical to work with the Democratic Party as it's currently constructed. He said a progressive event is a lot more lively with more excitement in the air versus the alternative party old stuff. However, people have to put their suits on and go. Bottom line, we kind of have to do some intermingling, at least let the heads of these nonprofits, as well as the establishment members of our party, get together and work things out. As far as potential rowdiness taking place at the event, Alvarado said, well, that's simply democracy for you. These people have been telling us that this is what democracy looks like for how many years? Well, this is what it actually looks like. When you actually go up to the floor for people to come in and vote for who they want to vote for, support who they want to support, we have to figure this out. The average person who may not be as involved or connected, but they know that their pocketbooks are hurting and a lot of things are falling apart in this country. Democrats have to look at their candidates, look at who the candidates take money from, and then decide who they want to support. So, very, very interesting. Got a text message, good friend, longtime listener, Barb Ajima. Her and Dave went to the Republican governor debate on Friday night. Said John James was the only governor candidate that did not show up for the debate in Ottawa County. Doesn't this guy realize that 45-day early absentee ballots are going to start going out 1 month and 9 days from today? Next week, they'll have basically a month, and people will start voting. Now, one thing you have to understand, though, John James is still a congressman. Were they in session on Friday? I'm not sure. I thought they were gone. But evidently, he didn't think the debate was important enough to show up. And that's going to hurt him. Definitely, definitely, definitely is going to hurt him. Well, in the end, because of 80% in some listeners listening to my show think it's as high as 90% of the people that are going to be voting in the August 4th primary, they have no idea what's going on. They don't know who the candidates are. They don't know what they stand for. 80-90% of the people rely on TV ads, mailers in the mailbox. Maybe, just maybe, they might get a phone call or a text message. Well, it is a sad day in America when uninformed people pick our candidates, in my opinion. Attorney, Secretary of State wants to change all that. We got a story. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. Hour number two, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of